from KQED.
Immigrant parents who pay for their children to be brought into the U.S. by smugglers could face criminal prosecution or deportation under new directives issued by the Trump administration. California is one of the two states with the greatest number of unaccompanied child migrants. KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports.
Rafael Lopez lives just south of San Francisco. He's one of more than 150,000 kids traveling without parents who were detained at the U.S. border in the past 3 years. He was 17 and brought only a backpack with some clothes and a rosary.
That's the only thing that I get because my whole trip I was praying.
Young people trying to reach the U.S. are vulnerable to assault and other crimes. Still, Lopez's parents paid smugglers about $8,000. His mother, Estela, says the dangers in El Salvador were greater.
See, if he joins the gangs, they kill him. If he doesn't join, it's the same. What forces us to put our children's lives at risk with a trip to the border is we want them to be away from danger.
Now, anyone, including parents, who facilitates the illegal entry of a child into the U.S. could be prosecuted or deported. That's in this week's marching orders from the Department of Homeland Security.
This policy is just so wrong.
Attorney Helen Beasley with Community Legal Services in East Palo Alto says undocumented parents will fear retrieving their children from immigration custody. And that could mean kids will be detained longer.
Obviously, being in custody is incredibly traumatic for children, and they may be less likely to articulate, you know, the trauma that they've suffered in their home countries or in the journey that would qualify them for legal relief.
Without a parent or guardian to help them apply for asylum, Beasley worries children could be deported more quickly. But others say the Obama administration was too lenient, and the new directive is common sense. Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank that favors restricting immigration.
These steps will help put a stop to this surge of new illegal arrivals from Central America and to this practice of parents paying smuggling organizations to bring their kids into the United States illegally.
Rafael Lopez now has asylum. But he says the ordeal he went through was really hard.
I can't imagine how it's going to be now. That's going to be worse. That's going to be horrible for those kids.
He worries the Trump administration will make it tougher for young people like him to reunite with their parents. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.